Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the 1010 Winds live line is Dr. Robert Gore, an emergency room doctor at Kings County Hospital and SUNY Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
We're doing fine, but the bigger question is how you are doing and if you have everything you need.
I'm doing okay right now. Sleep definitely helps, but I've been having a lot of marathon days working, just making sure that we try to educate other people about coronavirus and COVID-19 and risk factors, because we're still seeing new cases coming in. And then on top of that, just having the regular clinical shifts. I'm just concerned that, you know, how long is this going to last? Just like the general public, we as physicians and caretakers really want to know, is it going to keep affecting people? Is it going to keep affect us? Because some of our colleagues have been impacted by it quite closely. And we want to just make sure we can stay as safe as possible.
Do you have all the PPE you need?
We do have all the PPEs we need. However, this is a disaster situation, and any emergency situation, you're always mindful of the supplies that you have. You wonder if there's a major surge, you know, are you going to run out? And there's no infinite supply of anything, so we just have to be very cautious with what we're utilizing and take precautionary measures. Things that you might normally just use once and then throw away, you will have to use a little bit longer than intended. I'd rather do that than not have any equipment available at all.
What is a typical shift now for emergency room doctors?
So a typical shift involves us, you know, caring for the general public. The ERs are still busy. The waiting rooms aren't as chaotic. But you're having patients who are coming in, everything from strokes, chest pain, trouble breathing, nausea and vomiting. They're passing out. But on top of that, they've got symptoms that are consistent with coronavirus. And you might have I had a woman that I took care of last night who came in because she felt dizzy and lightheaded and had some vomiting and diarrhea. Then we took a look at her chest x-ray on top of that. And she's got infiltrates on both lungs, which is consistent with what we see with all the patients who are coming in with coronavirus. And so we're seeing all of our regular ER stuff, but there's just an added complication.
And the shift for you, is it 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours?
I typically do 8-hour shifts, but 8-hour shifts can easily turn into 10 hours because you're trying to ensure that all of your patients have what they need. When you sign a patient out to an oncoming physician, or the next clinical team, those are the times which mistakes are often made. And because patients are so sick and there's such a great need, we want to make sure that we cross the T's and dot our I's and ensure that our patients are admitted, dispositioned properly, and have everything that they need so that you minimize the amount of work that the new team coming on has to do so they can see new patients.
I know you're used to dealing with emergencies, but this has just got to be something way beyond anything.
No, this is definitely way beyond anything that I've experienced. You know, and I've worked in disaster zones, and I've worked in the developing world, and I've spent my career in the U.S. Working in resource-limited settings. But just the number of people who are coming in who are dying, who are being infected by the same thing, is mind-blowing. And it's hitting home. There's a brother that I went to college with. His name is James Lewis. He passed away the other day from COVID-19. I've had multiple friends who've been hospitalized. I get phone calls and text messages from friends and loved ones asking me to check on their family members who are at our hospitals because they can't physically get in there. And it's pretty difficult because, you know, the thing I get most concerned about, is it going to happen to me? It's not just when it's happening to somebody else, sometimes you can at least disconnect it. But when people that you know directly are impacted by it, you always start to wonder, am I going to be next?
You know, you can disconnect it for a while to get through this, but then do you worry about the aftermath and mental health?
Yeah, 100%. You can only compartmentalize but so long before you start to implode or even explode. And we know that the impact of poor mental health has a direct correlation with outcomes in our physical health. You know, increased stress causes elevated cortisol levels. And it's one thing if you're thinking about a fight or flight, but we're talking about chronic stress, which can lead to long-term complications, including early death. And so if you're a patient who's already had pre-existing depression, anxiety disorder, bipolar disorder, and then an additional trigger comes on, creating an acute stress response, it just lowers that threshold for when you start manifesting those symptoms from your pre-existing mental health issues.
Dr. Robert Gore, we wish you the best of luck and continued good health, and can't thank you enough for all the work that you and your colleagues are doing.
Oh, thank you so much, sir.
Thanks for being with us. Dr. Robert Gore, an emergency room doctor at Kings County Hospital and SUNY Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn.